from KQED.
Just a decade ago, it would not have been possible for a bar to boast that all its spirits came from California. But in recent years, there's been an explosion in micro-distilling, and at least one restaurant in Los Angeles has taken the plunge. The California Report's Rachel Miro sidled up to the bar to investigate.
Mohawk Bend opened this past summer in Echo Park near downtown L.A. It's a big space off Sunset Boulevard with an open kitchen and 72 beers on tap. The decor is heavy on wood and brick. The food concept is California only, and so is the bar concept. Given how unusual that is, bartender Erica England spends a lot of time answering the same questions over and over again.
People come in, they want, you know, Stoli, they want Kettle One or Jack Daniels. So we have to kind of explain to them that here's our program, here's why we do it, and also here's something that you might like from California instead.
Out on the patio, Holly Visecki sips a Thai Town Mule. It's a Mohawk Bend take on the Moscow Mule, made with Hangar One vodka from Alameda, homemade ginger beer, lemongrass, and kefir lime juice.
And I'm really suspicious because often these things don't taste that great, and this is divine.
Keith Taylor developed the bar program for Mohawk Bend. After traveling the state, he stocked the bar with close to 90 different California spirits.
You know, one of the challenges was just to be able to find, you know, the more unusual products. Vodka is usually fairly easy to find because it's easy to make. Something like rum or whiskey, that's when you run into less choices.
According to the most recent count by the Hayward-based American Distilling Institute, California leads the nation with 40 distilleries. And yet, as far as Taylor knows, the bar program at Mohawk Bend is one of a kind in L.A. He's heard something similar may be opening soon in Oakland, but there's a reason you don't see these everywhere. It's not a proven concept. Dave Driscoll is a spirits buyer for K&L, an alcohol retailer based in Redwood City.
I've been to other bars where they'll have nights like that, maybe like a weekend or a happy hour.
Driscoll says it's increasingly feasible to sell only California spirits, but he doubts there's an impending upswell of customer demand to buy local.
Can you taste the difference? Do you want to taste the difference? You have customers coming in saying, why would I pay $60 for a one-year-old California whiskey when I can pay $20 for a 10-year-old Kentucky bourbon? And, you know, I don't always have the answer for that question.
Thad Vogler is a tad less dubious. He established the cocktail programs at a number of nationally regarded bars in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's famous for meticulously seeking out high-quality ingredients, many of them locally produced. But he's not a stickler about it.
A lot of the great spirits are limited to certain producing areas. So true Piscos, true tequilas, true Armagnacs, true cognacs, true scotches.
At his own Bar Agricole in San Francisco, Vogler prefers to celebrate individual products he considers world class. To demonstrate, he makes a drink with a brandy from Marion Farms in Fresno and a rum made by St. George in Alameda.
It's a brandy milk punch, which is a great holiday drink. It's a lot like a very, very, very fresh eggnog. We put some milk in, 3/4 of an ounce, and also a whole egg. A little bit of raw biodynamic sugar. This is an old, old kind of drink, like 18th century. Let's shake it to get the egg emulsified.
The way Vogler sees it, whatever your cocktail philosophy, the proof of its utility is in the glass.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You like it?
Yeah.
For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
We've got a map of California's 40 distillers. Look for the link on our website, californiareport.org.